Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaylin Patterson, P4P, Real Talk in the house, Midwest Muscle standing by, guys. Great times. Christmas is coming upon us, and just a lot of good vibes in the air, and hopefully everybody's feeling what I'm feeling today. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. Now, this is somebody that I'm bringing on that's just a wonderful individual. That's to be honest about that. First, one of the hardest working individuals. I mean, just putting in some work, traveling, college. I mean, just basically a lot of things going on in her life. But she still found a way to make it happen. You know, there's been some ups and downs. And with social media at her age, you know, there's a lot of people that are naysayers and really came at her in a very negative way and basically tried to get her to stop being the person that she was striving to be. And she just made it through anyway. And, you know, when you see people that can just keep on grinding, keep on getting through, you know, like Ryan Doors, Davion, there's just so many people that just said, you know, in spite of everything that's been put against me, I'm still going to find a way to get through it. And granted, you know, she's had the support that that is necessary to reach those goals. But the fact that she was still willing to try, you don't meet people that are going to push you unless you're actually pushing yourself, because they never see you're pushing. And, you know, let's be honest, nobody wants to get into something when nobody's really trying anyway, because basically it's just no point in it. So without further ado, I'll introduce this young lady, and I'll let her introduce herself. Alyssa, hello.
Hi, Kaylin. How are you?
I'm just fine. And it's been a while since we had a chat to actually talk in person. But for the natural
community. It's been a while. I haven't seen you.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
It's been a while. I haven't seen or talked to you. It's good to talk to you.
Right? Feel kind of strange, doesn't it?
Right. Been a minute.
Yes. But see, you've been busy. You know, I've made some posts on social media because, you know, it's like when you meet people, everybody's coming up, but then when they finally hit that that stardom, or, you know, that highlight where they just become busy people, and, you know, your life starts to progress and grow, it's hard to stay in contact. But I was making sure that everybody understands that I'm not offended that you have a life and you're successful in it. So, you know, I love the fact that we haven't had the chance to talk, even though it hurts on a personal road. It's a great thing when you can see, you know, what you're doing with your life and the successes you've had in it. And so the rest of the community can know, everybody, that everyone can know what I know. Please introduce yourself, and then we'll start the show.
I'm Alyssa Polisano. I am an ISPA Bikini Pro. I live in Simi Valley, California. And, you know, I've been traveling to shows. I was in Iowa. You know, that's kind of where I started my fitness career, I guess you could say, in Iowa. And, you know, natural bodybuilding is very popular over there. So I did compete a lot in the Midwest. You know, we had, the Natural Iowa show where I did win my pro card. Southern States Classic, which is just a huge show every year, growing every single year.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking 250, 300 competitors, a two-day show. You know, it's just such a huge show. And that's in Missouri. And I did a show in New York, in Syracuse. And, you know, we had the DeKalb show in Illinois. So I've been all around that area. Yeah.
Yeah, you busted your butt. Now you talked about the show side, but I want people to understand the work, because, you know, you didn't have it easy. You were basically,
right.
You know, there were some people that were basically trying to dissuade you from going in the direction that you felt in your heart you wanted to do. And, you know, you basically bucked the system and still trying to, you know, increase on the physique that you're looking at, that had to be kind of a turnoff.
Well, you see, so I started in bikini, and I really enjoyed it, and I had just such a great time on stage. And you know what they say, once you step on stage for the first time, you'll know if you really love it or if you don't love it. And I just, I felt like I had a passion for it, absolutely. And it was definitely something that I wanted to continue doing. You know, my very first time I stepped on stage, I had no expectations. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, I mean, you know, nothing. I just went out. I had fun. I competed in the novice class, and I played actually fifth in novice. I didn't even compete in the open. And I was just, I remember getting on stage, and I was like, wow, this is just so much fun. Like, I just had such a good time, and the energy, and you just meet people backstage. And so I kind of started a fitness account on Instagram. And, you know, I would get some followers and, you know, get some, Instagram's a really good source for first time, like, fitness people, because people have accounts that, you know, they post food pictures or ingredients and just ideas, workout ideas. Like, it truly is. It's a great place for people to, like, post what they're doing. And so I started off by posting, you know, just things that I was doing in my transformation coming from, you know, I was I was a party girl before. And so after that, you know, I just kind of started getting, you know, questions and people asking me to post this and that. And so, I mean, my following kind of went up, and it just gradually started going up. And I noticed that people were asking me to post certain things, and so I would just do that. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do another show. Like, this was so much fun. And I did, and I ended up winning. And, you know, the love for the sport kept growing. And I remember seeing these figure girls backstage. I was like, oh, my gosh, these girls are just beautiful. Like, I want to look like them. And so my next goal was, all right, I'm going to do figure. And I took some time off, and I you know, put on some size and cut down again.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
What was that?
I said, oh, my goodness, yes. You didn't just say it. You did it.
And, you know, that was a big jump for me, because I had no idea what to expect. And I did really well in my first figure show. But throughout the process, I got so much hate. You know, just not hate, but just a lot of, like, negativity. And, you know, you have to realize, like, when you put yourself out there on social media, you're going to get remarks and comments no matter what. Whether they're negative or they're positive, people are going to say something. And, you know, if you're trying to make a name for yourself, you absolutely have to, you have to just be able to take that. And if you can't, then, I mean, you know, maybe social media is not something for you. And that is for a lot of people, you know. And, you know, I won't lie, it definitely got to me, because when you're prepping and you're dieting and you're hungry and your hormones are all over the place, I mean, things get to you, you know. Just, we're normal human beings. And I don't think I let it, I didn't let it stop me, because I still competed, but it definitely, you know, had a little mental effect on my outlook of everything. And so I did these figure shows, and I did well. I was placing top five in all the open classes, and I was like, you know what, it's time to end the season. I have been dieting for a long time, and so I was like, I'm just going to do the bikini show, like, for my last show, and I did, and I ended up winning my pro card at the Nashville, Iowa show. And so that definitely opened up a lot of doors for me, and, you know, new ideas, and, you know, it was such an amazing experience. That was definitely a moment that I'll never be able to relive, you know?
That's right. And it was a beautiful time, you know, so I know you enjoyed it. And there was so much, you know, especially with going through the season that you had gone through, I'm sure that was a really uplifting experience.
It really was. It really was. And especially to win in, like, you know, I was in my hometown, so I had family there, and it was, I remember it like it was yesterday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
it was just an amazing experience.
And I have to say I was very proud of you. And that, you know, there was a lot of people in your corner, and you know, a lot of, you know, the people that were there in the beginning were still there, and you know, the people that were fake in the beginning basically had fallen off. So that was actually a blessing in disguise, because
it
we all go through it, and it sucks. Let's not kid ourselves. It sucks a lot, because you know, you everybody wants the people you start with to end with you, because you know it's something you want to share in.
Absolutely. And when you're sharing things like that over the internet, and you have people that are following you that you don't know, you know them maybe through social media, but you don't know these people, you know, people are going to make remarks. And that's not even in bodybuilding, just in general in anything, you know.
Yes.
Models and basketball and baseball and football. I mean, there's going to be negative and positive comments all the time. So you have to, you know,
yes,
kind of either let it slide or, you know, let it get to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
when
it gets to you, really pushes you.
Yes. Yeah, I was about
Absolutely.
To say that. You took it and you made it work for you, because
yes,
it seemed like you stepped on another gear, and I swear you were channeling your inner Doris, Ryan Doris, because it was just like pedal to the metal. I'm a crush. Oh, y'all, sorry. I can't see
yep.
you.
I have that, like, I have that drive in me, but when you, it's not even about proving people wrong or right. That's not what it's about. It's more about proving
mm-hmm.
to yourself that, you know, you can do mm-hmm. something like this, and, you know, you've competed. You understand how it is when you get down to such a lean level. Like, your mind is just not right, you know?
That's right.
So mixing that with everything just, you, it does make you a mess, but you know what? In the end, and at the end of the day, it makes you absolutely a stronger person.
Yes, and that's what I mean, because if you're at your weakest and you still find the strength, like you said, that's when you know.
Yes.
That's when you know. And then, you know, then I just hear, recently you just won another show.
I did this past weekend. It was my first pro show.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did.
Well, go ahead.
Well, so I was looking up shows, and I was like, you know, I haven't competed. I needed time off to, just for myself, I needed to take time off, and I wanted to, you know, make improvements. And so I took about, oh, man, a year and a half off from competing, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I really want to step on a pro stage. I said, you know, I got this pro card. I want to use it. I want to do something with it, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I remember looking up shows, and there was, like, I couldn't find any. This was months ago, and I couldn't find any that were coming up. And so I kept looking, and I was looking on, you know, just, like, the natural bodybuilding site. And I found this ANBS show in Key West, and it was the last pro show of the year. And it was in December,
mm-hmm.
and so I was like, you know what? I have enough time to get ready for this, and I just made a goal to myself. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm gonna do this. And at this time, I had just ended up moving back to LA, and so I kind of just wanted to make a new goal for myself. And
mm-hmm.
obviously, going into this with completely no expectations, I like to work my hardest and do the best I can do. But I never had any expectations of anything. I just want to be able to be, you know, the person that I was last time on stage. And I absolutely felt like I brought a completely different package to the stage. I am very happy with how I looked and how I felt during this whole prep. It was. I'm not going to say it was easy at all by any means, but it was easier because I knew more what to expect, and I have definitely grown mentally physically, but being mentally ready for a show is one of the most important things, and I promised myself I would not compete until I was mentally ready, and I did it, and it was just, overall, I had the best experience. I mean, it was a great prep. It was smooth. It was just so amazing. I'm so happy with how everything turned out. And I ended up stepping on stage actually about 4 to 5 pounds heavier than when I won my pro card. So I was, you know, able to make improvements in that year and a half that I took off.
And it makes a big difference when you're, you know, you're ready mentally. It changes
yes,
a lot
right.
because when yeah, when you're stepping in with the crowd, there's no doubt.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I didn't want to deal with, and I'll be honest on here, you know, I after my pro win, or sorry, yeah, my pro win, I struggled with food issues. I mean, you know, there was a point where I was letting food almost kind of control my life, and that's why I said, you know what, the stage is not for me right now, and I just needed that
mm-hmm.
time to mentally grow, and I am so happy with how everything turned out. So happy.
Yeah.
And that experience just being there was just, it was so amazing to hold this title now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the best thing about it is that, you know, when you can actually go start to finish, because you have competed, this isn't your first rodeo. You
Correct.
Know there's plenty of people that start out, but there's not everybody that finishes. And just to actually make it to the stage is
yeah.
saying a lot. But to actually
Absolutely.
Win is so
yeah.
much. I mean, you can explain it to people, but it almost sounds like bragging, but you're not. It's basically just
right.
saying, you know, it is a prep is not easy. And I don't know
not
who
at all.
Said it would be, and I don't know who said that, you know, it's a walk in the park. It's a choice, yes. But it's a sport and it's a challenge. I mean, I'm not understanding why everybody says, well, you know, I did it, so you can too. Because honestly, it's not for everybody. And I
no.
thank God for the people that can do it successfully, because that's what's important.
It absolutely is not for everyone. And, you know, everyone deals with challenges and everyone goes through ups and downs. And, you know, I won't lie, during this prep, this whole prep, I did mess up one time. I mean, I'm very hard on myself, so
mm-hmm.
I get very mad easily at myself, and I'm not sure if that's just, you know, my mindset, or I don't know what it is, but I did mess up one time during this prep, and I just wanted the way I look at it is I want to give this my all. I have no expectations to go in and win or place, I don't. But I want to be able to go in and be like, you know what? I want to look back and be like, you know, I did everything I absolutely could. I did everything I could. I beat the person who I was last time, not even physically, but mentally. So right there in my eyes, I was a winner before I even stepped on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that, when you have a mindset like that, I think that helps you grow just as a competitor, just as a person too, because – you know, prep is very challenging. It's daily things that you're faced with. You know, I went through Thanksgiving and I was dieting through Thanksgiving, and I ate my meals and right. I don't know why I always end up dieting through the holidays. Always. But this year I have Christmas, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But you face challenges, you know, it's just daily things that you don't think about. You know, you go to a family gathering and people are drinking and eating and you're not. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes people don't look at it like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's
and
really
you know,
what you're doing in and outside of the gym. It's not all in the gym. Everything is
yes.
it's inside and outside. Absolutely.
And you're, like I said, you're one of those people that, it you know, it's not the end-all, be-all of your life, but you do put your heart into what you're doing. And I think
I do.
Some people, like I said, have a big challenge in doing that because they don't know how to differentiate from the two because it's not the same. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
when you're explaining it, it just doesn't match up to your words.
Absolutely. And it's definitely – it's a passion because, I mean, when people
yeah.
ask, like, why do you do this? Why would you diet? And then sometimes I have to, like, take a step back and be like, dang, why would I do this? You know, like, why would I be dieting? And I look back, and I'm like, it's a passion. Like, right now I have the chills talking about it because I'm just so passionate about it. And I remember 1 week out, you know, I was this past show, so what, 2 weeks ago, I was 1 week out, and I got to the gym, and I just started crying. I was like, I'm not, you know, in my head, I'm like, I'm not ready, and what if I don't do this? What if I don't do that? What if this messes up? You know, it's just, you're 1 week out, and you have all these things going through your head, and I was training with someone, and I started crying, and he was like, you know what? I like to see this. He's like, I like to see this, because this is what shows passion. This is what shows how much it truly means to you just as a person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it definitely is everything inside and outside of the gym that you put the work in.
And you've done a great job of it. And, you know, you, like I said, you've done a lot of juggling. There's been a lot of things, because people, you know, they see the Instagram, they see the Snapchat, they see the Facebook, they see the Twitter, and they say, oh, you know, it's just gym, work,
yeah,
and then, you know, food. And I'm thinking, no, there's a life in between all of that.
Not at all.
And, yeah, there's a lot that goes on that just is life. I mean, and we tend to overlook that because we're so focused,
yeah,
on what we're doing, and we forget to share that with the world that, yeah, there's a life going on as I'm doing prep, as I'm preparing
absolutely
for a competition. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because on my Instagram, you know, you've seen it, and in my header, I have balance, like, written on it, because I want people to know that this is a lifestyle that you choose to live, but it is still okay to balance your life. Like, you know, I always exclude prep out of when I talk about this, because prep's just different. When you're in prep, I mean, your mind is prep, and you're eating, and you're dieting right, and you're doing your cardio sessions, absolutely. But when you're not prepping, I still make this a lifestyle. I still eat right, and I still train. But I want people to know that, you know, it is okay to go have a cocktail with your friends or every once in a while, or it is okay to go out and enjoy a burger. Like, you have to learn to some people to balance your life, and I want people to know that, which is why I do post other things, you know, like with my friends or something like that, because, you know, I'm still young, I'm 22, I like to go out with my friends, and, you know, I work, and life doesn't stop because you're in prep, you know, it just...
That's right.
Life doesn't stop for people prepping. Everything's the same. It's just you have to find the time to put in your day, whether that means going to bed later or waking up earlier. You just have to find that, you know, 2 extra hours or whatever to make sure you're getting your work done.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing that you're stressing, and I'm so glad that you are, is that you have to make this happen. It's not something that falls on you and, you know, it gets easier as you do it. It gets harder and harder because, you know, you're constantly challenging yourself. And I think, you know, like I said, because it's easy to watch someone else do it and say, oh, you know, I can do that. But I said, when you get down to the mix of it, when those hard days hit, and you don't want to do it, and you know that the passion still is there and the motivation kicked in, that's what shows the elite. That's what shows the champions. And I told you way back when, I just knew because you said, yeah, I'm going to do this. It wasn't any doubt in your words. There wasn't any hesitation and the fact that it was going to get done. You were just trying to come up with a way to make it happen, and that's what makes it special.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have to be honest here. Actually, what month? I started prepping for the show in about September. I was prepping before that for about 8 weeks for a show in August. No, I'm sorry. The show was in September. I was prepping prior all summer. And you know what? Life happened. And I had plans on to do the show in September. And I was in the middle of moving, and I had some personal things going on. And so, you know what? I had to look, you know, at the big picture and be like, okay, I need to maybe set this aside for a minute, and I'm still going to continue to do this goal, and I'm going to reach this goal, but maybe right now I just can't right now. And I didn't end up doing that show, but I obviously did months later now in December. So life does happen, and sometimes it does come down to it where you have to, you know, make a decision, and that's what I did because I felt like that was just the right decision for me.
And it obviously worked out well because you used your head instead of your emotions.
Yep. And I just, I can't explain how great this prep was. I mean, it just, I felt so, the biggest part was feeling mentally ready. I just felt so good mentally, and I was, like, shocked. I was like, wow, like, I feel good, and I'm not letting food control everything. Because, you know, when you're prepping for a show, it does control a lot of decisions that you make. You know, sometimes I don't want to go to a restaurant because I don't want to be around that stuff. But,
That's right. You know,
at the end of the day, I actually do... I do work in a restaurant, so I'm around it every day. Every day I'm around food. So it's kind of funny how that works, but...
it is.
That's where the mental part comes in, and you have to not let it control you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, so, you know,
it was
the thing that I like and I love, it's just when you can see someone's passion override their fear, override their weaknesses, override the parts of the life that says, you know, this is what limits me. And at your age, you know, like I said, I could hug you every single time because I know it's not easy. I've seen that struggle 1,000 times, and I've seen those demons and the naysayers win. And it's like, you know, the people were so close to success, that breakthrough, that thing that would make them that better person that they're striving to be, but they succumb to the falls of life that everybody has to deal with. But, you know, how many of us actually step through it like you did? And you know, kudos to you and congratulations because love it.
Thank you
very much. Love it, love it. Proud of you. You know that.
Thank you.
You know that.
You actually, you have been there, I'm pretty sure, since the very first show I've ever competed in. So that really truly means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
It's not a problem. I just enjoy people that really enjoy life and are blessed to be around people that can uplift them and bring them out of that. Because, you know, there are the naysayers, and sometimes they're the closest people to you. You just don't know it at the time. And they dissuade you from, you know, doing that thing that you love because to them, it's crazy.
Yep. It is. And sometimes though, I do have to take a step back and be like, wait, am I crazy? I mean, a little bit. Everyone is.
Yes.
Everyone is a little crazy. Everyone that competes is a little bit, you know, different.
But it's a good crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love talking to competitors about it, too, because, you know, like, we agree on so many levels. And it's funny. Like, that's why I love competing, too. Like, just being that stage and meeting so many people is so awesome. Just to meet people that have the same mentality and enjoy doing the same things that you do and just make it a lifestyle at the end of the day, you know, because at the end of the day, it's a lifestyle you choose.
Yes. But it's a beautiful lifestyle, you know, and it's
really
healthy. It's fit. Now, before, you know, I know you have plans. Like I said, you have a life, so you've got things you got to do. But before you go, would it be okay for you to just give a shout-out to the people that have supported you? You know, if you have sponsors, give them a shout-out. And to the people like your family that have just been there to love on you and make sure that, you know, you didn't crack or break.
Yes, yes, yes. My family, absolutely. My family has been there for me by my side and has traveled to my shows with me, my mom and my sisters. My sponsors, MTS Nutrition, Mark Loveliner, he's been in my corner the whole time. He's been amazing. And my friends, the real ones that have stuck by my side from everything. And, you know, all the promoters to the shows that put on great shows. And
yes.
Just
amen.
Everyone who has stood by my side throughout the good and the bad times, because God knows when you get hungry, some things go a little bit crazy. That's not a lie. And sometimes you say things that you don't mean. So shout out
right.
to them for, and MTS for making, you know, this happen, for them helping me with my travel and supplements and everything. It's been amazing.
And you know, I got to give Mark his props, too, because, you know, he seems to brace it to the people that don't know him. But for the folks that do, it's like you just don't get it. You want to tell him you just don't get it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. It's always a joy at the set with you.
Well,
and,
I hope to see you around at a show soon. And thank you for chatting with me.
Not a problem. I hope the natural community understands just how passionate you are. And, you know, the show is a struggle because, you know, you have a life in between it. And but that's, you know, true of anything you do. And I hope people understand that college, you know, prep, life, family, all these things can either be an excuse or a reason.
Absolutely. And you just got to fight through it.
Yes. Yes. Well said. Well said. So is there anything you'd like to partake on, any new competitor that might be listening and thinking, you know, that excuses are basically out the door? What keeps you going?
If I could give a new competitor any advice, just from my experience, it would be to make sure, if you are, you know, going to do a show or whatever you decide to do, make sure you are mentally ready, because honestly, it is the most important part of the whole process. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, you look great and you're physically great, but how do you feel inside? I think that is just the biggest thing. And stage presence as well to new competitors. Stage presence is everything. So that would definitely be my advice. And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, at Alyssa Polisano. I post a whole bunch of ideas and workout ideas and food ideas and selfies.
Yes. Well, I honestly can back that up, because I know that your head and heart are in the right place. So everything
Absolutely.
You're doing is motivational, inspirational. And the best thing about it is it's not fake. It's the real you.
It is. Thank you very much, Kaylin.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, Alyssa. You have a great night.
You're welcome. You too.
That was Alyssa. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, this woman, for her age, is so ahead in years to what she's trying to do, where she's going, and what she's doing. And everyone should understand that it's not as easy as everyone makes it out to be, but it is a lot of fun if you're passionate about what you do. And that's in anything, not just bodybuilding, not just powerlifting, not just anything. I mean, I've played every sport known to man because I love the fact of playing sports and the interaction of team. Team for me is a big thing, and so always team sports were always the best things for me to do. And I never understood the team aspect of bodybuilding because all I saw was one person on stage. So when I started seeing the backstage, like Alyssa had talked about earlier, you know, meeting people and everything else, and you realize the camaraderie, I said, this is what I didn't understand about the sport that basically drew me closer to it. And when the natural arena had come available to me, I realized this is something I can actually do. So if anybody is, you know, on the borderline or on the fence or what if, this is a lady I just spoke with that had basically taken every what if and used it as a jump rope and got her butt in shape and actually changed her life. And, you know, like, she's given you the sites to go to. I won't take anything from it. She's done a great job, a very good job of doing everything that needs to be done to show you that even the young can change their lives, their look, and their mindset. And she's done a great job of it. So, you know, hats off to her. She's done a great job. And hopefully somebody is following her right now and realize she is the real deal and she's not ready to fall apart and she's not the fake person, you know, that basically you see on social media. And then when you meet in real life, you don't even recognize it. So, you know, we have a show coming up Thursday. P4P is doing their thing with the Real Talk. I have Desiree, my partner in crime. She's got a great show lined up. Actually, I think we're doing a year in review So basically, every episode that we've covered this year, we're going to talk about, so we can actually, you know, see what the fans have in mind. Keep sending your messages, that's for sure. Anybody wanting to talk to me live, I'm actually here at Click Nutrition on Tuesdays. Before the show starts, I stop in, you know, and chat with anybody in the venue, and then I can talk to anybody after the show's over before I go to the gym, because I have to get my workouts in as well. There's never an off day, but there is a day where you can actually enjoy what you're doing, as you should every day. So until Thursday, I hope everybody has a great time. And Kaylin Patterson, P4P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle, we are.